Yes, well, you have to be very careful what you do today. I mean, is it okay to say top of the morning to you if you're standing under a ladder
No.
with an umbrella up and a black cat in your hands? I just want to ask the question, how far do you go today? It's a crock, isn't it?
Well, Dave believes so.
I'm with you there, to be honest with you. Jay will not do a thing wrong today.
Nope.
Jay has some background, though. Jay has some serious background. Tell the folks.
Well, we've spoken about it many times. My family are very much into the hocus pocus stuff. Like, they always have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Talk about your mum a bit more.
Oh, she bathes her crystals.
While we have our coffee.
She bathes her crystals and the sun's, you know, all that sort of stuff. But it's just the umbrellas up in a room. It's the black cats, the walking under a ladder. All that stuff freaks me out. I won't do it.
And what's breaking a mirror? That's got something to do with it.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
When you spill salt, you've got to throw it over your left shoulder.
Correct.
I think that's because if you look at the Last Supper, you'll see just as Jesus is saying, one of you is going to betray me, Judas goes, oh, what? And he spills the salt.
Oh, is that where that comes from?
And the devil's over the left shoulder.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you have to throw it over your left shoulder. And then sometimes you have to spit too.
Yeah, well, now they use mace. But back then, now it's a pepper spray, but back then it was a spice. Any spice would do, and it happened to be salt. So I think that's what it is. So, Jay, your parents used to talk to crystal balls and read palms and all that?
Yeah, seances, all that sort of stuff when I was growing up. Like, yeah, crazy.
Yeah, and so they would talk to the spirits and hope that you would do the best you could possibly do?
Yeah.
Yeah, because apparently they wanted you to be a doctor.
They were sorely disappointed.
Well, that was the bad luck. He came nowhere close.
No, a doctor of talking shit on the radio. That's what it is.
You know what, my mum once said to some friends, they said, what's Luke doing? And my mum once said, oh, he's in radio until he finds a real job.
Your mum and my dad must be related. I think it's the same conversation I've had. But there
if
are
you
people...
knew my mum, possibly.
You know, there's people, though, who are superstitious. 133353, if you're superstitious, you're like me. I don't like that sort of stuff. Or Dave, you just like Dave, you couldn't care less. Or like Luke, obviously.
But... unless I don't wear my footy boots, like the proper footy boots. Then I get very superstitious, like I'll break a bone or something.
Well, what about Steve Waugh and the red rag?
Oh, now, of course.
He would not play without that red rag in his pocket. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's right.
A superstition. So you're all taking the pee now. But that's superstitious.
Well, I want to know, what are your superstitions? Why do you have them? And have you ever broken the superstition and has it all gone wrong?
133353. It's Friday morning, folks. Friday the 13th.
Whatever.
We'll take your calls after this, Lukey. As always, thanks for your time, mate. Catch you on the night shift Sunday night.
Nice to talk to you, Dr. J.
See you, mate. Jay and Dave for breakfast at Triple X.